Moab was the country directly to the east of Israel. The descendants of Moab were the children of Lot, that were the descendants of the son of Lot's oldest daughter. They were close kin then, as you can see, to the Israelites, and they were a nation that refused to let the Israelites come in from the wilderness into the land of Canaan. There was always a lot of enmity and friction between the two countries, and so now he concludes this chapter by showing that as the children of Israel rose back to greater power, Moab would lose power. So he said that Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as the straw is trodden down for the dunghill. Now what this is a picture of, it's a picture of a cow lot that has a lot of animal manure in it, and as the straw falls down into the cow lot and gets trodden into the dung or into the manure, that's the way Moab is going to be. It's quite a graphic picture. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. In other words, God's going to be just like somebody who's going and swimming, and he spreads his hands out in the midst of them like somebody who's swimming, and it seems this is going to lay them low as he does this. And he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. So whatever pride or haughtiness they had, whatever spoils or possessions they had, God would bring it down. And the fortress of the high fort of thy walls shall he bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, even to the dust. So here again, just telling of the utter destruction that's going to come upon Moab, and of course this did eventually happen to Moab. Now we want to move into the 26th chapter, and the